Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code SPOTIFY to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code SPOTIFY at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code SPOTIFY.
We like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one!
The two-time champ does absolutely f*** up!
My guess.
Y'all ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Let's go.
Main Chat Podcast episode 234.
That is a number.
It is a number.
It's 235.
Fucking hell.
No, it's 234.
Are you sure?
Promise. Because Megan Fox is 233.
Mm. Oh yeah, it is.
So by the time this episode comes out, we have yet to see the Love is Blind reunion. But yeah. But anyway, get off your
you know it. Two Dems, the real is back. The real is back.
Come on.
Best believe. If I have to tell you to do your Googles again, don't know what I'm going to do it myself. But hey, listen, do them. Do your Googles. If you don't know, get to know. DK dancing. Watch your back. I am him. Himothy in the flesh. I'm going to pass it to my partner.
Cole Sinisi, Don Collier in the building. The one and only. A.K.A. Errol Coolins. A.K.A. C-Note. A.K.A. Hollywood Cole.
Yes, sir.
Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we are there. Episode 234, let's get it.
Let's get it.
It's E-Man G45, the G-Solid in my name, the 45 silent.
Come on.
Massive apologies. I don't have my SD cards for the visuals, so it's only vocals right now. But shout out to you if you're listening on YouTube, give it a like.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a subscribe. Yes, share it out. Yeah. Sure. Share out the video. You know. It's Eman G45, the G Solid in my name, the 4-5 is silent.
Come on.
It's Genghis Chibokwe, 10-4 Haims, the Prince of the East, Black Mamba Dove, Chi AM.
Yeah.
Yeah. God is great. Better than all your gods. He was here before and he will be here in the end. There was none before him, and that's that.
A god off.
Yeah, well, nah, it's not even a god off. It's not even competition, bro. Done already. Anyways. Oh yeah, did you know that COVID, what's his name? World Health Organization has come out and said that COVID vaccines can give you problems.
Well, we kind of knew that anyway. Like, that doesn't come as a surprise.
When I'm right, I'm right.
But all vaccines in history could have given you problems.
Like the Spanish flu.
What did they do for that?
Oh, they killed off, I mean, apparently, allegedly, they killed off 15 million people with the
vaccine. With the vat of jeez.
Yeah.
Listen.
Bam.
However, I'm just built differently.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? We thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new era. It's a new time.
Indeed, indeed. Uh-huh. Okay, so we've got some topics to get off this week. I think the best place to start would probably be the boxing. A fair bit has been announced in that world. We've got Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson and AJ versus Francis. Let's start about things that actually happened with AJ versus Francis. I'm going to go to our boxing reporter. Iman, what's your thoughts?
I'm going to start off by saying AJ has always been compared to Tyson Fury and has always had somewhat of a backhand in terms of the comparison. Like, everyone's always looking down on AJ in some way, shape or form. So I think what AJ and his team have done very well is to tailor his career to be an actual comparison and to outdo Tyson Fury in every aspect.
Okay.
Eesh. So, however, in this fight, quite literally, this is exactly what Tyson Fury was supposed to do with the Tyson Fury Francis Ngannou fight. And due to the fact that Francis Ngannou is heavily inexperienced in terms of boxing,
yeah,
can he go toe to toe with anybody else who's inexperienced? Yes, 1000%. Can he go to a semi-professional level? Yes, 1,000%. And can he succeed? Yes, 1,000%. When it comes to the professionals, it's a completely different game.
Mm.
And when you look at Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, these guys are at the top of their level. So what was expected for Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou was for Tyson Fury to actually knock him out.
Total wipeout. It shouldn't even go the way it did.
Wipeout. However, Francis Ngannou held his own and performed very well. Performed extremely well.
How do you think he was able to do that? Because
Tyson Fury just looked at it like it was a joke as well.
Mm.
And it was like, I'm not really going to prepare for this fight because this fight is just, it's easy money. And then because he underperformed, not saying that he didn't win, he won.
Clearly. You think he won?
Yeah, Tyson Fury won. Even with the knockdown, he won. It was just the fact that he underperformed.
Mm.
And then, of course, with AJ now coming in, he's just like, bro, this fight should have just been easy anyways.
Mm.
But I spoke with Levi, shout out to Levi, and I said to him, he's going to do the simple stuff, try and size him out, make sure he knows exactly what he's doing. And then by the time it's the sixth round, he's going to knock him out.
Didn't even go to six.
Nah.
He wanted to get home early.
Yeah.
£50 million for that fight.
Yeah, man.
That's an easy dub, man. That's crazy.
In 3 minutes.
I was very impressed. I think
something like that, 3 minutes? It was two rounds, that's what we know.
Yeah.
Two knockdowns and then one knockout.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That first round weren't even a contest. No, it got
folded like a chair.
For real.
Like an absolute chair.
I thought he'd go a bit
like
of a distance.
He was a church chair, like quick time. Someone needs to use his ball.
That's crazy.
Just whoom. You see his leg fold? Whoa.
ASAP as
yeah,
well.
That was peak.
Yeah, I was very impressed with what I saw from AJ. I think he needed that. I think it silenced a lot of doubters that had been on his back for a while. And sometimes you just need to put in a performance that impresses people, which I think a lot of people did. That's what the reaction I saw online. A lot of people were impressed. And again, you could say, look, if you want to compare me to Tyson, that was a piece of piss for me. He struggled against my man. Fair enough, he didn't have the training or didn't train for it, but I think it was very impressive what AJ was able to do.
Yeah, extremely impressive, especially on the psychological part as well.
Mm.
When you see AJ, like, this is exactly what he needed in terms of boosting his confidence. Of course, Francis Ngannou is not the challenge to beat in order for him to have that all-time high.
Mm.
But it's enough to give him that confidence boost to say, I've always been him.
Yeah.
And now I know that I'm him. But he's also seen the ugly side, which is great for him as well.
Yeah.
In terms of his like full-length career. Mm-hmm. So he's seen the ugly side, he's been through it, and now he's come back and he's seen the positivity and of him just knocking him out clearly like that. And then more importantly as well, what he wanted to do in the United States and New York was to galvanize the United States international market.
Mm.
And he's done that with Francis Ngannou. So
what do you think is next for AJ?
I think he's going to fight Hrgović. He should fight Hrgović. Hrgović is the person who's up for the IBF title. So in the Usyk and Fury fight, basically they cannot rematch for all five belts. They'll only be able to rematch for four belts because after the first fight, the mandatory for the IBF is Hrgović.
Okay.
And then from that point, Hrgović has to fight the winner. And then whatever happens next, happens next. But I don't know how the Saudis are going to negotiate that with that, but we'll see what happens with that. But I think AJ is now going to fight somebody else because he's three fight. No, he had two fights. And then he has one more fight. So I think he has a third fight. And I think the best fight for him will probably be somebody like outside of Saudi would be, what's the guy's name?
What, the Chinese brother?
Nah, Baby Miller. Yeah, even Zhang as well. Yeah, Zhang is another opponent because I'll go for like a...
He's fought Baby Miller already, no? Or was he supposed to?
He was supposed to.
And Baby Miller was on drugs.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
he was off a bean.
On a super soldier.
Yeah. He was on a super soldier serum. But I think he's going to do that just for like entertainment and then just say, okay, I box this guy, I beat him up, cool. And it's just like that type of value. But then there's also Deontay Wilder.
Mm.
Even though that fight didn't go as planned, but I think Zhili Zhang is like another contender that is like a formidable force.
Yeah.
Even though he lost to Parker on last week.
He lost to Parker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but
Parker's him, you know.
Yeah, Parker's not. Parker's a wonderful boxer. It's just that what we saw was not boxing from him. And it was wonderful, but yeah. Collins, your thoughts?
Yeah, I largely agree with everything you said. I feel like one thing I guess people don't realise is that like styles make fights. So I feel like when you see somebody like Ngannou come up against someone like Joshua, it's a different proposition like compared to Fury, because Fury is a very smart boxer. Like he knows when to throw, he knows when to lean on you and put his weight on you. He just knows how to be savvy in the ring. And then if you compare that to somebody like Joshua, who's a bit more of like, he doesn't have the same ring IQ, but I'd say he arguably hits harder. You have two men who can hit hard. It's basically who is smarter out of the two, and it's obviously Joshua. He's got way more experience. And I actually thought he'd get him out of there very quickly as well. So I wasn't surprised the way it unfolded personally. I kind of figured it'd happen that way because, I mean, obviously, shout out to Ngannou, but you can't enter like, a sport and you know fight or
two of the best
up against two of the best and win two times. Like it's very unlikely. One time you might be able to get away with it because Fury clearly wasn't prepared for it, but Joshua obviously watched that fight and that's homework for him.
Yeah,
so he can pick apart anything silly he done. And I saw this video where it breaks down what Joshua was doing. So every time he'd go for a jab, Ngannou would keep flinching, like he'd buy it every single time, which will leave him open for like a hook. So each time he was doing it, it was just cash money for Joshua. It was actually pretty straightforward a fight. So I feel like it was kind of anticlimactic, but in the same breath I wasn't surprised it ended the way it did. But I'm happy for Joshua. I feel like he seems focused and he looks like he's ready to like continue going. But again, it's one of those things, like, you know, I keep saying it, styles make fights. So if Joshua goes up against Usyk again, I honestly don't think there's a guarantee he can beat Usyk, because Usyk is an extremely smart boxer. He's not as big as...
I think he can.
I don't think he can.
I always thought he can. My only issue is that he was very scared to complete a job that he was supposed to do. And more importantly, I think he didn't have faith in his corner. Whereas with Ben Davis... Is it Ben Davis or Ben Davison? Either one. Ben. Shout out to Ben. Like, he showcased... like, if you really just show yourself in your fullness in terms of the way you box and, like, how you can actually box and use the tools that you already have and polish them properly, then you can actually do a wonderful job in the ring. So...
I don't know. I just feel like those two fights kind of... The second fight more than the first fight, really. The first fight was kind of like, oh shit, like, it's peak. Whereas the second time around, it's just a bit like maybe this is a type of style that won't fit for you. Like, I could see, for example, I can actually see Fury beating Usyk comfortably because he's got the reach on him, he's got the height on him, and they box in a similar kind of way. But I also don't see Fury beating Joshua because Joshua... he just packs a heavier punch. Like if you compare him to Deontay Wilder, like Joshua is a bigger proposition in my opinion compared to him. So I just think it just depends on the matchups, really and truly. I think boxing is one of those interesting sports where you can't really say who's out and out the best. I guess in theory, yes, it's technically Fury for what he's done, but you can always discredit that by the people who he's fought. Yeah. So I think if Joshua plays his cards right, he could still get to the pinnacle of the sport and maintain that position. But it's tricky to see whether or not they allow us to even see those fights, because you know what they're.
But that's the problem, isn't it? The fights that we actually really want to see, and that was going to be my next point. That it's just so frustrating. I get why a fight like this has to be made. The money in it is probably astronomical, but what I find frustrating is it's a silly fight from the off. Do you know what I mean? Francis Ngannou isn't a boxer. It takes years to get to this point where you're fighting against world champions and former world champions.
Exactly. And then this is and to add to that as well, this is why Eddie Hearn and Anthony Joshua, they kind of just side the they didn't want to fight him in the first place, because we're just like, bro, this is not a good fight because of X, Y, and Z. It's not part of his plan. Mm. And then because of what he did with Tyson Fury, it was just like, you know what, people want it, let's just do it, man.
Yeah.
And
I mean, quick 50 million.
But yeah, I think, man, for the sake of the sport, it's
fresh face
for real. For the sake of the sport, I think coming up, they need to move away from these sort of fights. It's already been made a bit of a joke with what's going on with the YouTubers. That man can get their money, but I just think they need to come away from these fights for sure.
No, it's not really a joke. I think it's the fact that the YouTube fights have been very much diversified, whereas all these other fights, they're all sanctioned within five different boxing governing bodies. Yeah. So it's like, it's different. Whereas the YouTube, bro, you can see a fight in different streamers and whatever the case is. But I think the worst one that's currently happening is Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
I don't know how to feel.
I don't have any desire to watch it.
Tyson can't do this.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Yeah, you can.
You think? I saw him walking around with a cane.
Nah, he's...
Listen, this is lose, in my opinion, for Jake Paul. Either you beat up a six-year-old man or you lose to a six-year-old man. Either way, you look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is people are going to spend money to
watch. Well, he spent racks. I'm seeing money live on Netflix. That's crazy.
People are going to spend money. So they win, but I just feel like entertainment, it's just so... It's such a low brow now. Like, who thought that was a good idea? Like,
nah, that's ridiculous.
Like, money-wise, yeah, whatever, but value-wise, like, come on, man. It's, what are we really doing there?
What is going to happen? I just don't know how that fight goes. Because, let's be honest, I've seen clips of Mike working out, and it still looks like he packs a punch. In comparison to... So maybe he's not as fast, so he's not as agile in the ring, but if he catches this brother open, it's curtains. It's kind of last. He just needs to get his head one time. There's not even going to be a fight.
What you're dealing with is somebody in their 20s who started boxing compared to somebody who started boxing in their teens. And wasn't just a normal youth in his teens, bro. He was, at 15, he was fighting men. So, and then now all of a sudden, of course he may have stopped, but he still kept training and he still has that mentality to go back into the ring. And then even with Roy Jones, my mistake, Roy Jones Jr. Like, bro, that was a fight where it was just like, oh my gosh, like it could go either way. And really and truly, though both of them are older individuals, but they're both like, they can still get back into their game and they can still be elite fighters. It's just that they're both old and it's just like, bro, stop it. But now,
how much are you getting for this fight?
I don't know. Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And getting him to do it on the t-shirt was hilarious.
I might buy one, man.
What is Mike Tyson? How much will Jake Paul and Mike Tyson get? I need to know this. Because, listen,
Jake
money
Paul's
talks.
Getting nothing, man.
Nah.
Well, compared to what Tyson's getting, he's getting nothing.
They might argue Jake Paul's a draw.
Nah, he's not.
I just can't believe this is the stage that the sport is at. Yeah, I'm sure people are livid who are actually interested in it.
Sorry state of affairs.
Yeah, it is a very sorry state of affairs. But I guess, AJ, on to the next. And hopefully back on top of the mountain at some point. It'd be nice to see him as world champion. I think he's boxing at a high level. Whatever he was facing or issues he had previously, he seems to have conquered them.
That would be a nice topic on the next episode.
What's that?
BB standards. Because if you look at what we're looking at, bro, like this is what Ping was back in the day.
It still is.
In 03?
I think the drip is just different.
Drip is kind of crazy. It's tick ties. Tick ties.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But then it all changes, isn't it? Yeah.
So the aesthetics are different, isn't it? Yeah, time-wise, there's a difference as well, to some extent.
I think, the drip is insane.
Speaking of aesthetics, when's Kate coming back from a BBL?
Kate Middleton. Listen, first member of the royal family, we're back. I need to see it.
Yo.
What was the sister, right?
Nah, they lied to us.
No, Kate Middleton's sister had more than
they said it would have.
No.
Was it Kate?
They said Pippa had, when she was at the wedding,
They said Middleton had the best bum in like the UK or something like that.
Nobody said that. Listen, I've got something for the ass. I know a few. That's insane.
So what's actually happening? Do you know?
So, listen, it's actually kind of interesting. Well, it's more than kind of interesting. She's been off for 2 months and they've not said. Now, I think I would just... Wouldn't your normal response be, especially when the rumours started getting silly, to just say, hey, here's a picture of her in hospital. Mm-hmm. She's doing well. Peace and love. You know, but for whatever reason, they kept it a mad secret. And now it's kind of grown into this larger than life thing. They're even calling it Kate-spiracy. And some of them are ridiculous.
Kate-spiracy.
Some people think she's Banksy. Some people think she's in a throuple with Harry and Meghan. So they've let this get kind of out of hand. I think it was poorly handled. And then to drop that fake-ass picture, my God.
Yeah, that was the...
That was a catalyst, man. No one was believing it. And then they had to come out and say...
You do realise that those two individuals are the actual people who created Drifting. The two fishermen.
Really?
Yeah.
Mad.
Hence why they featured in the film.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say?
So the Photoshop photo. So what, they put out this photo to kind of confirm that she's all right. But then people...
She didn't look... everyone saw that immediately.
And then she tweeted saying that...
She came out and said she edited it.
I
don't know where she is. Since Lizzie died, you can keep him.
I should keep
him. Do you know what I mean? I have no interest in what them man get up to. I think it's been made too much of a big deal. But hey, listen, if it gets to this sort of stage where everyone's
she's going to be a queen, so a lot of people would be...
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not pressed about it, but I did think about this today. Like, someone in North Yorkshire probably cares, you know? Like, we forget that we only make up 3% of this country.
No, you know what? You'll be surprised that, like, a lot of people in Essex care as well.
That's what I'm... What I'm saying is, in our bubble...
White people.
I don't think we're
white
pressed.
White people definitely care about it because, of course, there is familiarity, you know...
Like, but Lizzie was... I have respect for Lizzie in the sense that, you know what? Probably didn't give two shits about me or people that look like me, but I always admired her ability to stay neutral, whether you consider that a good or bad thing. Mm. But my thing with these lot is that it just feels done. But the fact that this is garnering as much attention as it has, it just feels like another situation that they've poorly handled and let to become a bigger deal than it actually was, which could have been easily resolved had they just done the normal thing, which would have been to take a picture or just to say she's all, show evidence that she's all right. Mm. If something happened, God forbid, someone like one of us, you'd be checking in saying, yo, how are you? How are things? Mm. That's what the nation is doing at this moment in time. I don't understand.
Or is this a story to cover up the fact that banks are failing?
Mate, the Dominicans.
That's a crazy callback.
You go put out for the
the Dominicans on the banking industry. But
I'm gonna frame that.
It is classic. It's a classic. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, they've just allowed the conspiracy theories to run wild. Where do you man think she is?
She's getting snipped.
What, to not have any more kids?
Possibly. Maybe, I don't know.
She's got their kids, isn't it?
Yeah, they've got 3. She doesn't need to do any more. She doesn't want to.
She's in Turkey, bro.
What, for the hairline? Or the BBL?
The BBL.
The BBL. It takes 2 months to heal. She's been away for 2 months. I'm just saying. Oh, what else does I want to say about it? The whole situation is just mad.
I just think it's hilarious that it's turned into such a big thing. Like,
people think because my man's cheating, so she's gone away to get her head right.
Who's cheating?
William.
Damn.
Yeah. He's got a mistress. Say what? And he has a child with the mistress, supposedly.
Damn.
And she is just messed with her mental too much, so she's gone away to go get help.
Isn't there an aspect that her brother or her sister's brother committed suicide or something like that?
Or is it?
And then she's not handling it well, so she's looking after
her sister's brother. Wait.
Her sister's... This is coming from someone who hasn't got a clue what's going on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I heard that her sister's ex committed suicide. And then
what's that
Pippa's not doing well. So Kate's with Pippa.
Oh.
I think. That's what I heard. I don't know who told me this.
Well, even though this is like an old topic, how long has she got to mourn?
As long as I can't tell someone how to heal. I'm not buying...
She's got 30 minutes, man.
30 minutes?
For your ex, that's crazy.
That's kind of true, though. That's insane. Because I'm just deeping what he said. It's like, oh, someone on TikTok did a video and she was like, oh, babe, I'm going to go to my ex's funeral. And he said, what for? What do you? What do they need you there for?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
I'm doing a speech.
You're going to do card tricks or something to lighten the mood?
No,
like,
but the thing is, I would expect my ex to be there at the funeral, wouldn't like? Wouldn't
nah, you? Man. Nah. Like, let the bygones be bygones. It's in the past. You should move on.
Yeah,
I'm coming to my funeral is crazy.
Lighten up the whole block. Shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think she needs 2 months to go help her sister, though. I'm not 100% buying that, but that's an interesting theory. It could be, I think it might be mental health. And the reason I say that is because...
Or is it that William has a man?
Yikes.
Yeah, because there was something in the news where he likes to be pegged.
Teacher's own, I guess.
Have
that. Right.
I don't know. That's hearsay.
That is complete hearsay. Like, I'm not... I just remember that just hearing it, I was like, oh, rah. He likes to stick inside.
That's insane. Word to Deadpool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, look, it's an insane situation and you have to feel whatever's wrong. Like, obviously, we wish her a speedy recovery.
The banking system is failing.
And you think they're doing that to cover it up?
Kind of.
I mean, it's working.
Yeah.
And they told her, what, go take a sabbatical?
Yeah, man.
Dropping that picture was carnage, though. I couldn't believe it.
That's just hilarious.
Just to get it that wrong and to think people wouldn't notice is bananas.
I think that's really funny.
Do you know what the thing is? A few years ago, they would have got away with that.
Yeah, but people are just onto them.
Yeah, yeah. People's eyes are a lot more open now.
Yeah, people are onto
them. Imagine
this
bang in the middle of A13.
Oh, you're going to jail. Someone's getting out the car to shoot you. I really believe that.
The way man them driving the A13, it wouldn't surprise
me. The people in Beamers, man, are just awful.
Don't say the race.
Nah, I wasn't going to say. You made it worse.
I'm not going to say what race.
Jewish.
Yeah, I think
do you really want to get into the topic of stopping puberty blockers?
For who?
For kids. In the United Kingdom, they've stopped it. They've made it like illegal to give puberty blockers to children.
What does that do? What does a puberty... It stops you going through puberty?
Stopping puberty blockers specifically for children that want to transition.
I mean, my stance will always be, I think it's something, a decision you should make as an adult. I'm not going to tell someone how to live their life. I've never been that way. But I think... It's such a big decision that
I think it's due to the fact that there is currently a movement that is being silenced, but it's like people are reverse transitioning.
Oh, is it?
And they're suing their parents.
Suing?
Yeah, because they didn't really have a decision, didn't have any part in the decision of them transitioning. So like there are some people who have gone out and said, I'm going to transition, I want to transition, you gotta understand this for me. And then there are the kids who are like, I never really wanted to transition. You just took it upon
yourself.
Yeah, yourself just to transition me. Maybe because
can you go back? I don't. It doesn't.
You can't go back now. It's wild. Like there's like I've seen one video on TikTok where the guy, his voice sounds mad fake. Like it doesn't sound like a woman, but it's very feminine. And like, there's no, like, you know, when you're a kid, you hear that, like, you hear that, and then of course your voice starts to deepen. That voice wasn't deepened, and it's just like, this is exactly what I'm going through in life. And then there's people who obviously are regretting the transition mode, and then there are people who didn't have any decision, any part to, in the decision to actually transition. So I think that's mainly due to the fact that I think this is what is the outcome, and now the government is taking a stance and saying we're stopping puberty blockers for children.
So what, you can't get it anymore as a child?
As a child, you cannot get it anymore.
That's fine. I think you shouldn't. I'm not going to tell someone how to live their life or how their family to operate, but I think for me personally, it's something, a decision that if anyone wants to make, they have to make as an adult. You can't have that as a child. It just doesn't, you're just not of the age to make a decision that big. That's a huge decision.
As Boosie said, don't cut the dick off, man. Just don't cut the dick off.
Boosie's a wild boy.
He's a wild boy. That's all
I'm going to say. He is insane.
I do think it makes sense to like age limit these things. It's kind of like many things, other things in life. Like, you know, they put age limits on like movies.
True.
And like, cigarettes, because at the end of the day, you don't have enough experience.
Your frontal lobe ain't even completed.
So I think for something as big as that, which arguably needs more of your frontal lobe to be developed,
for real.
I feel like it's definitely like, look, if you're, you know, 18 plus 21, whatever, then you can do it. I know obviously people do suffer in the interim, but I do think there should be some kind of.
There's so many things that I wanted when I was younger that now I look back on. I'm not trying to discredit how they feel, but now that I look back on, and I think, bloody hell, I'm glad I didn't want it. When I was younger, I wanted hair like Drogba. Like, what? Why?
You would be balding right now.
Drogba's bald.
Yeah, you would be balding.
I don't even know why he did it to himself. I wouldn't even go back and tell him, brother, you don't have to do this.
Nah, he thought it was buff.
Man won two Premier Leagues and then...
What?
Started wilding.
Oh, God, that hairstyle was insane.
Listen, even Pogba is in danger.
Yeah, Pogba does too much. There was a time Pogba would come back like for a specific game and have a different trim.
Yeah, he was doing
shit was insane. All right, final topic for this week is music or albums, so songs or albums that have made you feel an emotion. It doesn't have to be sad, alone, but it's actually even nostalgic. It's something you can hearken or lean on. For me, Star 67. I don't know why that song just brings out something. It just feels like a real triumph song. I think everything that Drake covers in that song is part of the reason why, but it is a very good listen from start to finish. It's a great song, but yeah, makes me feel, I don't know, like anything is possible. You can do whatever, because he literally talks about his journey from the start to the finish.
That's a great choice, that song. Most songs and albums that give me emotion kind of just harkens me back to like when it came out. So yeah, like that came out second year for me, and that was a great time. That's why I love that album so much. Another album I'd say is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. When that came out, like I remember being in year 11, and like I remember it specifically snowing near that time. And I don't know why, I was just like around Trafford like with my headphones on listening to it, and like it was just such like a triumphant album. Obviously everything he'd gone through, the Taylor Swift incident, obviously still reeling from his mum passing away and him kind of mourning more or less on 808s, but it just felt like a return back to form, and I just felt like it was just such like a climatic moment. And even in life as well, like going through like GCSEs, going through like, you know, relationship shit, just all the stuff that you go through as a like a young teenager, like every time I listen to that album, my mind always harkens back.
Yeah, it's a perfect time for such an album to come out.
So that album definitely reminds me of,
I think,
Better Days.
Trilogy is something I don't know, because I caught onto Trilogy quite late, and it was just like, you know when you come across something at the right time for you?
Yeah.
Brilliant album. And it was just like, wow. Because when I'd come across it, he still wasn't the act that he is now. I was like, oh, no, if he gets this perfect, he's going places. And you saw him stumble as well, which was interesting. I mean, what's the album after Trilogy?
Kisland.
I didn't really vibe with Kisland, but you could see what he was trying to do on that album. And then, you know, he goes on to perfect it later down the line. But the trilogy was just an album as it felt like seeing a star be born, if that makes sense. And a lot of the ideas he was working with, and to see it now be perfected, I think with hindsight, it's something that I enjoy even more.
I think there was a song, I was just standing there, I had in my mind and I forgot, but Take Care album, because we were in sixth form at that time, and that was that one album you just used to bang, because there was no streaming services.
Mm.
So you could either buy the album or you could just download it, and I downloaded it and I had the songs that I liked. Even Views, to be fair.
Yeah.
Views
just feels like summer. There's no other way to describe it.
But this is one song by Kendrick Lamar, Feel.
Mm.
Always puts you in that, like, that mood where you just sit down and really evaluate life, but not in a negative aspect, but you're listening to the lyrics and you're like, yeah, you are exactly empathetic to the actual mood that he's in, and you actually feel it,
yeah,
in every aspect, you know, where it's just like, I feel like niggas are touching their pockets.
What
I feel like niggas are tap damn,
yeah.
Ain't nobody praying for me.
Yeah, ain't nobody praying. And then even more importantly as well, that album, I would bang out that album when I was in Tanzania.
Damn is a very good album.
I listened to it last week.
Because they came out... Oh, raw.
Yeah, it was on site.
Yeah. But then, because he came out with The Heart Part 4, then he came out with the album. But like around that time... I had that time to actually just sit down and listen to the whole album in Africa, which was really, really cool. Mm. And then...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code SPOTIFY to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code Spotify at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code Spotify.
Bang by, what's my man's name? Mike Will and Pharrell. And there's another guy on the song. And I think, I haven't put that song on, but I'll put that song for this week's episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
Another choice for me is No Heart by 21 Savage. Just pure aggression. I hadn't seen anything like that, but in a calm, melodic sort of way as well. Mm. I think because of Metro Boomin's production, but it was...
And all them niggas think that they talk.
to your blur. That's hard as bricks. And he's not even... When you associate aggression, you normally think of screaming or someone shouting. There was none of that. It was in a calm, mellow tone. 21 was him. And yeah, I really enjoy that song. It's got a special place.
Yeah, hang around with the Haitians.
He was getting his shit off, man.
Oh, God.
For real. He was really... That is a really good song. You
download your mixtape? Yeah, that's got to help. That's a good time I did taste.
Him doing the other person's voice is hilarious. It's some really good songs that have really been a part of our life, and then they make you feel a certain type of way, which is what music is supposed to do. And I think it's an interesting topic because there's nothing at the moment that has even come close to, and I guess nostalgia is a powerful drug as well, but it just feels like the music was better back then. But I'm sure that's what everyone says. For many, every life, generation. It is,
life.
It is.
It's just the journey of life. You're probably not resonating with anything right now, which is perfectly normal.
I wonder what age people stop resonating with new music. Has it happened earlier for us?
I don't know. It depends how much you like music.
Mm.
I see redemption's on your mind.
It really does. For me, it hasn't stopped, but I've kind of
I just don't. I don't search for anything new.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So like things do pop up and I do like it. I'm like, cool. But I'm just waiting for the artist I already like to drop shit. So I'm kind of content.
I guess maybe the better question is, when do you stop looking for new music? What age? I'd be interested to know. Because we're all 29.
No, it's because. Shouts to Vishal. I was listening to a podcast, but there was a phrase where she used the collective thinking. And I think right now, people really want to belong in a space to the point it gets boring. And this collective thinking of just being in one sound, like, oh yeah, we have to listen to this because it's a new guy, the new guy. I was like, well, maybe not.
Yeah, yeah.
So then now you have to go to other spaces to find what suits you.
Maybe, actually. That's an interesting point. I just don't feel like the way I'm tuned, I don't think I would enjoy another genre. Maybe at this point, but can you teach an old dog new tricks, as they say? I don't know. It'd just be interesting to see what other generations say and what other people, when other people stop searching for new music and they were like, all right, this is it. I've got the artist that I'm probably going to listen to for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's one of those things, man. Like,
if
you really do love music, you will never really stop finding stuff.
Yeah, true, like. True.
It's more just whether you put in the effort to or not. And if there's shit stuff out, then you're not really going to be bothered. But I'm sure if there's a new rapper tomorrow that puts out something sick, you're going to like it.
I agree.
It's just the state. It's a more of a reflection of the state of the market as opposed to how you feel about music. Because if you didn't really like music, you wouldn't even bother.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the topics for this week. What was I going to say? Music.
Afford that.
Music.
No, change my track. I'm going to put on a Blue Slides by Schoolboy.
Scuba Kill.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Presidential role, yeah, big risk. You take the profit, people will be out on it. My choice is off of Getz's new album, Lapse, featuring Moonchild Sanelli.
Moonchild. My goodness. I'm gonna go Harlem Shake by Future, featuring Young Thug. I think it's a horrible verse from Young Thug, but have at it. Three Thugger.
Indeed. All right, lad.
Until next time, peace.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.